There's obviously a lot of talk in the media about me going to numerous clubs. But it was only until I sat down with my dad and realised what I needed at this point in my career. And basically, I needed to come back to Cambridge where Jez is, where Nolan is, and basically needed to get the discipline what I had in my career when I was younger. When I first started out, I felt that I lost my way in my career a little bit earlier on, and it didn't really help me, to be fair.
Yeah, so obviously you enjoyed your previous spell in the Youth Academy with Jez, and you feel he's the ideal person to help you on your way, because of course you're still only 22, so you've got a long way to go in your career. It's still only the start, really.
Yeah, I mean, Jez signed me when I was 15, and I spent just over a year with Jez until I was in the first team. But yeah, I mean, that was the reason I come back. I felt that Jez and Nolan, other people to take me forward and basically to get me back on track where I need to be. And like I said before, it was the discipline side what I needed. And me and my dad realised that, and that's the reason I come back to Cambridge United.
Yeah, that's it. And you mentioned your focus and your discipline and all the rest of it. But of course, you've had quite a lot at a really young age. You played a lot of games for Cambridge United when you were still in your teens. And I don't suppose at that stage it's necessarily all that easy to take it all in.
No, I mean, I look back now at my time at Cambridge, and it was I possibly was in the first team a bit too early for me. It was a lot to take in, but you have to try to take everything in your stride. And I'd done that with some things, and some things probably caught up with me, and there was people around which didn't really help, and some people are bad influences on people, and it's hard to get away from that. But I've learned a lot of things now, and I've realised what I need for myself now.
Yeah, and you mentioned there was plenty of interest after it turned out you wouldn't be staying at Luton. At what point did you really firm up this idea that Cambridge United was where you wanted to be? Was it just after a few chats with Jez that it became pretty clear?
Yeah, I mean, we spoke for a couple of weeks, Jez needed to be 100% sure that I was 100% committed to coming back and working hard, and I needed to prove to him that I was. And it was a couple of chats, and Jez told me what the club was about, and he just said it was basically how it was run, who was in charge of the youth team, like how the players perform and how hard they work, and that's what I felt I needed, and that's why I've come back.
Yeah, and it was mentioned, I think, in the press release that you turned down perhaps some bigger moves and some bigger money to come to the U's, but I suppose that all goes with what you've just explained, really. Once you realised that Cambridge was where you wanted to be, nothing else really mattered.
No, yeah, I mean, I said yesterday that obviously there was offers of probably double my wages, and I felt that I didn't need that. I felt that I needed to come back to Cambridge and basically learn how to be a professional footballer again. I felt that I lost my way in that sense, and Jez and Nolan are the people I believe in, and I believe that I owe them something, and I need to prove to them.
Yeah,
really.
That's it, exactly. And there's going to be plenty of competition for your place in the team as well. Jez has brought in some real quality, and of course there were some decent wide players already at the club.
Yeah, I mean, I trained this morning with the lads, and I've met the new signings. And like you said, there are a few players in my position, but I believe that when there is competition, it brings the best out in people. It's going to be a good battle to see who will be playing in the wide areas.